There's a lot of false information circulating about the Red Heifer ceremony. Some Muslim media sources are saying that the ceremony has already taken place. Other claims are being spread that it's going to happen at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Things are looking like this could happen any day now, but let's look at what information is actually true, as well as a major misconception that's being spread right from the facility that's housing the Red Heifers. A few weeks back, this document was posted on X and it caused quite a stir. In an X post with this document, it says, "Return to the Mount activists submitted a request to the police to approve the Passover sacrifice event on the Temple Mount. In the request, they stated that the equipment they want to bring to the mountain, an altar, butcher knives, priestly clothes, and everything that is consumed according to the halacha, or Jewish law." It's unclear if the sacrifice referenced in this document is to the Red Heifers. It does seem to point to that, but one thing that's for certain is that it's not going to take place at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Before we look at the lies that Muslim media has been spreading about the Red Heifers, I'll point again to this clip by CBN News where they talk to somebody from the Temple Institute and they say that they have the land, it's on the Mount of Olives, and this is most likely where the Red Heifer ceremony will take place.
"The ceremony of the Red Heifer needs to be performed on the Mount of Olives and in a place that would have looked directly into where the temple stood. The land I'm standing on, bought 12 years ago, fits both of those standards."
"It had to be exactly at the front of place that the priest that made this ceremony can see the holy of the holy place."
Muslim media has been spreading completely false claims about the Red Heifers. These following clips are from the YouTube channel Quran and Islam, and they say that the ceremony for the Red Heifers has already taken place.
"Have the Jews prepared for the arrival of their Messiah? Are they ready to take over the world? The ritual of the Red Heifer has been completed, and Jews have taken over all the land of the Muslims."
The Red Heifer ceremony, as of right now, and at least as publicly known, has not taken place yet. They even mention this later in their own video.
"When the Jews will be at the extreme peak of their power and cruelty, such as now, when they will be ready to build their third temple after the ritual of the Red Heifer."
Islam is supposed to teach that lying is wrong, but they do have the belief, Taqiyya, which says that they're allowed to lie to further Islam. This is why you need to be very careful when you hear anything from Islamic sources. They are correct in that video though when they make the claim that Jews are moving more and more onto the Temple Mount. It seems like this will be the preferred location for where the third temple will be built, where the second one once stood, and the ashes from the Red Heifer ceremony will purify that temple, the priests, and all the utensils in it. The possibility of the Jews taking back control of the Temple Mount complex is something that Muslims have been worried about for a long time. This article from 2015 says, "Rabbi's miracle cow threatens apocalypse at Al-Aqsa. Al-Aqsa Mosque is the one you see here, and the Dome of the Rock is the famous one with the gold top that you see here. This sits on the temple complex in Jerusalem where the second temple once stood." Israel and Iran are currently in a state of war. While the attacks have seemed to die down and hopefully it won't escalate any further, it's important to remember that Iran is predominantly a Muslim nation. This attack on Israel may have something to do with these Red Heifers. The Hamas spokesperson said that one of the reasons for the attack on Israel on October 7th was because of the Red Heifers.
"The war on Gaza has entered its seventh month with no end in sight, and one reason for the Hamas attack on southern Israel is hardly mentioned." In a speech, Hamas military brigade spokesman Abu Ubaida blames the Jews for bringing red cows to the Holy Land.
It's funny because within these claims by Muslim media, they often say how Israel took the land from them. Thousands of years before the Quran was created, God gave the land to Israel. So the Lord God gave to Israel all the land of which he had sworn to give to their fathers, and they took possession of it and dwelt in it. Since Muhammad clearly created the Quran and copied it from biblical stories, these truths that the Jews once had possession of that land sometimes comes out within their own sources.
"They have America and Europe on their side, so they believe that they are on their way to success, and nothing can stop them. They can achieve what had been taken from them 2,000 years ago.
It's important to point out here that the Jewish people are also teaching a massive misconception about the red heifers and what it will mean for the world. In this report from All Israel News, from the location that's housing the red heifers, we can hear what the Jewish people are believing and teaching about the red heifers and the building of the third temple that their sacrifice will lead to.
And if you were wanted to explain, there have been a lot of conspiracy theories and different ideas going around. If you wanted to explain to somebody in the world, why is this a good thing? Okay.
So the temple, the house of God, it says in the Bible, it's the house of love and prayers and peace for all nations.
Right.
It's the house that will bring blessings for all people, including the Muslims.
Right.
In Mark 11:17, Jesus did say that God's house will be a house for all nations to go and pray to. Then he taught, saying to them, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations,' but you have made it a den of thieves?" This verse, as well as the few other verses mentioning God's house being a house of prayer for all nations, does not mean a house of prayer for all faiths. This is what many Jewish people are referring to when they mention these verses. But salvation and connection with God was brought to all nations, tribes, and tongues only through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. God would never support his house being a house of worship for all other faiths to come and worship their own God. 1 John 2, 22-23 tells us what God thinks and says about people who reject Jesus Christ, his Son, as Lord. "Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also." The deception by the Antichrist bringing all the world together and all different faiths to follow and worship him, even in the temple of God, is exactly what we're seeing playing out. This is how the abomination of desolation will ultimately be achieved, when the Antichrist stands in the temple of God, declaring that he is God. The ceremony for the red heifers has not yet taken place. There are claims from Jewish sources that the ceremony could happen during Passover. Passover begins at sunset on April 22nd and ends on April 30th. Whether it happens in the following days or not, it's clearly in the works and is most likely going to happen any day now. While prophetically, the red heifer sacrifice and the building of the third temple is going to take place, the sacrifice that the world should be paying attention to isn't of the red heifers, but the sacrifice that already took place of the perfect Lamb of God. 700 years before Jesus was even born, Isaiah prophesied of his suffering and death for us. "He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shears is silent, so he opened not his mouth." In John 1:29, John the Baptist recognizes Jesus as the Lamb of God. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." Through Jesus' death and resurrection, those who believe on him and make him Lord of their life have salvation. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. The Lamb of God is coming back very soon. These red heifers are proof of that. You don't want to be on the opposing side of Jesus when that day comes. Make him Lord of your life today before it's too late. And the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave and every free man hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand?"